I invite you to turn to Scripture and read with me from Matthew 11, the verses 25 through 30. You will find our Scripture reading on page 1513. Matthew 11, beginning at verse 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. And now the words of our text, the invitation. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear family of God, there's a story in the gospel of Jesus inviting his disciples to come and to get some rest. It's been a very busy time for our Lord, busy in preaching and teaching and healing. And our Lord has commissioned his disciples to do the same, to go and to preach and to teach the good news of the kingdom and to heal in the name of Jesus. And it was also a very stressful time for our Lord. As Mark tells us there in chapter 6, it was also the time when his cousin and the forerunner of his ministry, John the Baptizer, was beheaded. And so our Lord needed to get away. But he saw the same need for his disciples. And he said, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And get some rest. Where do you go to find rest? Will a vacation do it? Just to get away from things? Going down south? Just leaving everything behind? Even as Christians, so often we become so burdened. We are so busy with our schedules and with our concerns, and so burdened with anxieties and stress. For our own selves and for our marriages, for our families, for others, for members of the church family and for friends around us. And at times we ask ourselves, will it ever end? Will it just keep going on? When finally can we get some rest? And so we hear the word burnout. And finally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, we can't take it. And we are totally exhausted. And we long for rest for our souls. Listen to the words of Jesus. As he says in John 15, verse 11, I have told you this wonderful gospel of abiding in me, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. As also Jesus said in John 10, verse 10, I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it to the full. We are called by Jesus to live in the fullness of life that is in Christ our Lord, to experience the fullness of the Father's love for us as His children, to experience the saving grace that we have through Christ our Lord, and to experience the refreshing working of the Holy Spirit. I have come that you may have life, the abundant and eternal life, and to its fullness, says Jesus in his word to us tonight. So where do we go when we find ourselves running on empty? Where do we go when we feel stressed out to the limits? Where do we go when we feel we have lost our balance and even to the point of burnout? Our text is powerful, and the invitation is clear when Jesus says, come, come, come to me. It's an invitation that we hear throughout the scriptures. Isaiah 55, come, all who are thirsty. At the words of Jesus for children, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven. For those who are thirsty, let him who is thirsty come and drink. And Jesus was speaking of the Holy Spirit. But here in our text of Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus is saying, come to me, all who are weary, all who are burdened. Are you tired? Tired of the same thing all over again and wondering where to go? Do the burdens of life, the stress, get the best of you? Hear tonight the voice of Jesus, the good news of the gospel, as our Savior invites us and extend the invitation, come, come to me. Cast all your care upon me, God says, for I care for you. And I will give you rest. The rest that gives peace and comfort. The rest that translates into forgiveness and assurance. The rest that is spelled out in salvation and into the abundant and the eternal life, the rest that restores and brings renewed joy. As the song says, out of my bondage, sorrow, and night, Jesus, I come, Jesus, I come. Into your freedom, gladness, and light, Jesus, I come to thee. Will that be your prayer tonight as you respond to the invitation of Jesus to come to him and find in him the rest for your souls? Not only does Jesus come and invite us to come to him for rest, but he also invites us to learn of him and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Here's our Savior, our Master, our Lord, who is also our teacher, who taught his disciples, not only in the parables, not only in the healing ministry, but even in his own life's example, of being so humble of heart that the children came to him gladly, that the sinners recognized in him and someone who could help them, that those who were despondent were moved by his heart of compassion for them. He was humble of heart. He was so gentle in spirit. People are drawn to the message of Jesus. It is a message of love, of grace, of forgiveness, of rest and restoration. And tonight, Jesus invites us to come to him, and Jesus invites us to learn from him, that he could be so humble, even to humble himself on the cross and to shed his blood on Calvary for the forgiveness of all our sins. What amazing love demonstrated on Calvary's cross. And to have a heart that overflows with compassion for those who are in need. No wonder Paul tells us that we also not only can learn from Jesus, but that we have to have that attitude of humility and of gentleness that Jesus had. We are invited tonight to come to Jesus and find rest in him. We are invited to learn from Jesus so that we will be humble and gentle of heart. And we are invited to be inspired by Jesus. For he says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is this yoke? It is to be a follower of Christ, to be abiding in him, to be yoked together in love, in faith. And tonight, as we are invited to put our trust, our hope in Jesus, we are told that his yoke is easy. Christ carried the cross to Calvary. He accomplished it all for us. He invites us to enter into a relationship of trust with him, so that what he has done for us will be received through faith in him, and that we receive the rest for our souls. And not only is his yoke of discipleship easy, but the burden of being a follower of Christ is light. Christ is not here to condemn us. Christ is not here to pile guilt upon us. Christ has come to set us free and to forgive us, so that the joy of the fullness of life in him can be restored, and that the rest of our souls in him can be received. And so will you come tonight in this communion service, as he calls you, as he invites you, as you learn of him, as he inspires you to know that he did it all for you. come tonight as he calls. Hear his voice. He says, my sheep know my voice. Come. Come. And be refreshed, renewed through Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our Teacher, our great and eternal God. Amen.